joining me this afternoon, two very special guests. First, a gentleman who works as the senior editor at Deutschland Radio, the German national public radio service in Berlin. And he's also a man who loves to come to Texas and Nashville as often as possible to report on Americana festivals and artists. Thank you so much for coming all the way from Germany just to talk to me here on the show, Dr. Michael Grote.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Of course, you didn't come over just to talk to me, but I really do look forward to our brief chats that we get to have here when you're here on campus. And also with me in studio is a familiar voice on KETR from his monthly chats with our own Jared Knight during the President's Perspective. He is the president and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce and, in his own right, a huge fan of Texas music. Dr. Dan Jones, great to see you again, sir.
Thank you, Matt. It is a pleasure to be here. And I can say that I did come all the way from the BA building just to talk to you this afternoon.
Wow. Well, I am honored, I have to say. I don't know what I've done to deserve this, and I really appreciate you, both of your time, though, seriously. Dr. Grote, you are a native of Germany, and I wonder how did you and Dr. Jones come to know one another exactly?
Well, and back in the 70s, we both went to the University of Iowa.
Okay.
We both went to graduate school, and we met. We're probably persons in that age met during that time, and I'm sure today we met in a bar somewhere. And then
an upscale bar, no doubt.
Of course.
No.
And there are many in Iowa City.
Yes. And we got to talk, and I liked music, but I wasn't so familiar with American music. I mean, rock music at the time. You know, your usual things, Rolling Stones, Joe Cocker.
Right.
Tina Turner, and you know, what have you, and James Brown. But not so much really the finesse of Americana, which nobody heard the term at that point.
Right.
And Dan was somebody who knew about his Texas music, and he introduced me to it.
That's great. And I want to have y'all elaborate on that a little bit as we keep talking here. But that's exciting to me. I'm so glad that you found somebody, a knowledgeable person about music, to turn you on to the right stuff, you know, because sometimes people can steer you the wrong way and say, this is the good stuff. But it sounds like you got turned on to the really good stuff. And I want to revisit that here in a moment. But if you would, for a second, Dr. Grote, talk a little bit about your duties at Deutschland Radio. I think your focus is primarily on politics. Is that true?
It's about I try to reduce politics as much as I can because I spent, you know, I'm in a latter years of my career. Won't mention my age, but anyway, I did as so many politics in my professional career that I try to reduce that. I'm at a point where I do about 50% politics on the job, and 50% is really music.
Great.
In my late years, I'm becoming, you know, a colleague or a radio DJ or a music writer, call it what you want. So this is actually the 50% I enjoy more than the politics part.
I understand. Obviously, a lot more fun to deal with music than politics, no matter what country you're in, I would imagine.
Right.
And I think you have also regularly traveled to places like Afghanistan. Is that true?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It's too dangerous, and I want to, you know, spend the rest of my life with my wife and my friends and not lying in some barren mountain in Afghanistan. So I skipped that. But I did travel there frequently between 2001 and I think the last time I was there was 2010.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand you. That sounds like a safe bet to kind of steer clear of that and other war zones, you know? Well, Dr. Jones, we touched on this briefly, but it must be true that you take some credit for exposing Dr. Grote to some of your favorite American and Texan music artists.
Well, credit or blame, you know, whichever the case may
credit,
be.
Credit, absolutely. Credit.
Somehow, Michael and I ended up in Iowa City, Iowa, at some point in the last century, the late 70s, and I had moved there from Texas. I had did my undergraduate work at that big university in Austin, which those of us in the A&M system refer to only in generic terms.
Right.
And 2 years at Rice University in Houston. So when I arrived in Iowa, you know, as a poor graduate student, I had, you know, crates full of Austin in the 70s music, you know, Doug Somm and Alvin Crowe.
Was vinyl, of course.
Oh, all vinyl. Yeah,
sure.
And I still have all that stuff, too.
Oh, really?
Commander Cody,
Asleep
at the
Wheel. Right.
All there.
Right, and you know, and these bands were all relatively new bands at that point. Jerry Jeff Walker, of course, you know, was at that point kind of a rising star before he became sort of an icon. So, you know, and I had spent my weekends in Austin hanging out at different places, hearing all of these bands. And yeah, Michael and I were talking before the show began as to whether Alvin Crowe was even still alive. And and Michael has kind of passed me by in terms of his currency in Texas music, and he reassured me that Alvin Crowe is, in fact, still performing every week somewhere in Austin.
Well, so obviously the tables have really turned on who's teaching whom about music
yeah.
now, right?
We're at the point now where when I need some good information about who's where, playing where, I call Berlin.
That is too funny.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Grote, you've taken that appreciation for American music and turned it into a lifelong interest. You've produced several features on acts like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams. I know that one of the last times we had you here, we were able to hook you up for a chat with the now late Ray Price.
Great moment.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can't take the full credit for that, but we were really happy to hook you two up, and glad that you were able to get that before Ray's passing. But I'm curious, do Germans really enjoy learning about all this American music and culture? Is it as fascinating as I would assume it would be to someone outside of our culture?
Well, some are, and that's why I do my shows. I hope my listeners are. I mean, we're not really a mass medium. We're NPR, and as it is here, NPR should be the most popular radio in the country, but as we all know, it isn't.
Right.
there are other stations which have more listeners. But let me give you one story, because I think it is such a nice story. One of my last shows, I did an hour on the Texas singer-song, the late Blaze Foley.
Oh, okay, yes.
The Austin singer-songwriter. And then I got a mail from and the show runs late at night, I should say, in the wee hours in the morning.
Okay.
And the Blaze Foley hour, I forgot, it could have been like from 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, I forgot. So in one of these hours. And I got that mail from a little old lady who is a sculptor. And she said she had listened to my show, and she was working on a sculpture. And shortly before the Blaze Foley hour started, her cat would sort of jump through her room where she did the modeling and destroyed one of her sculptures. And
really?
She was just, you know, broken, you know, and the lady's heart was broken. And and then she heard Blaze Foley, and she had never any idea who that was, what music he did. And I was also telling the story about Blaze, who is a character. And she said that sort of saved her day. That was just, you know, there are other things in life. There are nice things in life. And, you know, if you get a mail like that, that's, to me, that's worth more than 1,000 people who might tune in and tune out and not care too much. And I do get mail. This is one of the best I got. But
I totally follow
mails.
You.
Yeah.
I absolutely share these the same sentiment, you know. I don't necessarily get flooded with mail, but, you know, it's just those one or two notes sometimes with somebody with a personal story about how the music meant something to them, or the story or the interview. That really does keep you going doing this
absolutely.
Stuff. Hey, well, I want to talk more with my guest, Dr. Michael Grote and Dr. Dan Jones shortly, but I wanted to play a cut by one of Dr. Grote's favorite Texas artists, Lyle Lovett. And this one I want to dedicate to you, Dr. Grote. I don't know if you've heard this one before, but it's called That's Right, You're Not From Texas. Have you heard this one?
Sure.
Okay, well, I want to send this one out to you.
Thank you.
Even though you're not from Texas, we love you anyway. Here's Lyle Lovett, and stay tuned for more discussion with my guests, the doctors, here on 88.9 KETR.
You say you're not from Texas. Man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pardon me, my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. Stop.
Lyle Lovett getting together with his big band for That's Right on 88.9 KETR. You are listening to Notably Texan, and we sent that one out to one of my special guests today, Dr. Michael Grote, who is visiting from Germany today, along with his good friend. They went to college together, and a man whose name you know well from campus here and the president's perspective on KETR, Dr. Jan Jones, both with me in studio. And I sent that one out to you because you're not from Texas, but we love you anyway, Dr. Grote. wrote, so appreciate you very much.
You know, there is a special connection between Lyle Lovett and Germany because in college he studied German.
Really?
I never met the guy, but I understand, at least he understands German, and maybe he still speaks it. And one of my you know, recurring dreams is meet him and have an interview in German with him.
Oh,
so,
that would
Lyle,
be amazing.
If you hear that, contact Matt Meinke at the Commerce KETR, and he'll provide you with my email, and we'll do an interview in German.
Yes, Lyle, go ahead and just call me on my private number, and we'll get you two hooked up. That's fascinating. That is really great. Lyle Lovett is just quite a character, and I love the way he kind of combines that big band sound with country.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of artists do that. Well, there are some opportunities this week here at Texas A&M University Commerce for folks to interact with Dr. Grote starting tomorrow. And I don't know if you have all this stuff memorized, but I actually had some information here in case you don't have it all in front of you. But I was hoping that maybe, Dr. Jones, you could remind folks about some of the opportunities to interact with Dr. Grote this week.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Matt. Dr. Grote, Michael, is speaking to a group of students tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 4 in an address that's kind of co-sponsored by the History, Political Science, and the Sociology, Criminal Justice departments. And his topic will be German Foreign and Security Policy. Let me try that again. German Foreign and Security Policy, Trends and Implications. There
okay.
we go. And that'll be an Ambition B in the Rayburn Student Center. Then tomorrow evening from 6 to 7, he'll be meeting with the Honors College freshmen over in the Prairie Crossing Media Room. And that's no title of that program, just kind of a roundtable discussion.
Okay. And
so,
these are open to students here at A&M Commerce.
Yes. Yes.
Great. And I should add, in the Q&A sessions after that, every music topic is welcome.
Is welcome, right.
Okay.
Right. They don't all have to be about the wall coming down 25 years ago, right?
Right.
True, yes. Obviously, Dr. Grote is someone who appreciates music, so if you want to talk music with him, you never know. That can of worms you're going to open with him, you might be there for a little while talking, because this is a guy who appreciates music. Well, before you arrived here at the station, Dr. Grote, I asked you for some of your favorite Texas artists, and you definitely did not disappoint. It's a veritable who's who in names of Texas music on the short list that you provided. And we were joking before we went on the air about how you were saying, boy, I wish I had included this artist and that artist. You know, it's very hard to compile favorite artists into just a top 10 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
But always a difficult thing to do. But tell me, in your opinion, what do you think it is about music from Texas that has such an appeal to listeners worldwide? Because I think that, you know, we take it for granted here in the Lone Star State. But this is something that has a worldwide appeal, obviously.
I think it's the diversity. You start with the early blues guys like Blind Lemon Jefferson, but the Texas blues is somewhat different from, I'd say, the blues capital state is Mississippi. So
right.
you have a different sort of blues there. So, and then in the 30s, you have the cowboy singers, and obviously it's connected with the region, with nature, with the people. So people, as I see it, if they listen to Texas music, they also see like a broad prairie, a fire, a river, maybe cattle,
right.
a mountain lion, or whatever. And then you have the Texas swing, which is a Texas variety of jazz.
Yes.
And then, you know, not so much regular country, because that's more centered in places like Nashville or so. But then you have the outlaw people like Willie and Merle.
Right.
And then you have sort of a resurgence of Texas swing with Ray Benson and his people. And then, of course, you have the great singer-songwriters who I think, like, we heard Lyle, but Guy Clark is certainly a name everybody should know. And
Ace Carl's one of your favorites.
Ace Carl with his, you know, his irony and his just very sophisticated, funny. I mean, many singer-songwriters sort of tend to sing sad, depressed songs.
Right.
Ace is the opposite. He's funny.
And
I think this is something people can globally relate to.
That's interesting. I'm fascinated to kind of hear that take on it. You have anything to add on that, Dr. Jones? I mean, what was it that drew you? Obviously, you were in Texas, but what was it that drew you to the music that you enjoy?
You know, I don't know. It's sort of a combination of something that's very reassuring at the same time that it's kind of lively and stimulating. You know,
yeah.
it has just sort of an easy familiarity about it. When you grow up with it, it just sort of reminds you of times gone by, both personally and culturally, and it just sort of hits all the notes, you know. And as Michael was saying, the diversity is just stunning, you know. And you go from, you know, Kinky Freeman on one end to, like, you know, Clifton Chenier and the Zydeco Dots on the other
right.
end, and all points in between. But the common thread is it's all Texas, you know, and it's all kind of equally accessible to everyone.
Well, you don't have to tell me, guys. I'm living it every day here on the show. You know, that's what I get up every morning, and it's exciting to me to know. You know, I'm not just stuck to playing one type of music. It's just wide open.
I envy you for that.
Well, thank you. I realize that I'm in a very fortunate position on multiple levels, but we certainly hope that people kind of appreciate what they've got here on the show. Not to toot our own horn too much, but that this is a rare thing where you've got a DJ picking out his own stuff. Just not that common in radio these days here in the States, anyway. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about an artist that came up on your list of favorite artists, Dr. Grote, and I think this might be the perfect opportunity, another chance for you to repay the favor to Dr. Jones and introduce him to an outstanding Texas act, as he did for you all those years ago. Do you know much about Sarah Jarosz?
A little. She's a young woman. I think she's in her early 20s, maybe mid-20s.
Yeah, she's 23, actually.
23. Okay, I was pretty much there.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
She's from near Austin, and she's been playing the Austin clubs for quite a while. That's where I got introduced to her, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. So she must have been something like 18 or so when I was first hearing her. And then she's still just had completed high school, but her talent was so rare that a lot of really seasoned musicians and songwriters would work with her and play on her records. So I sort of kept following her whenever I was there or wherever I could see her. Fortunately, I must confess, even more often than Texas, I'm in Nashville.
Yes.
And I had the good luck of seeing her there a few times as well. So I keep track of her, and I think she is really developing in a very mature artist for her young age. So I like to listen to her stuff.
I agree. I think that she's got voice and talent way beyond her years. She plays mandolin, banjo, and guitar. She signed her first record deal as a senior in high school, and then she graduated from the New England Conservatory of Music last year, and she's a 3-time Grammy nominee. I mean, this is somebody who, at 23, she's doing some pretty good
pretty
things.
Amazing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yet, a lot of people have never heard of her.
Including myself. I appreciate the introduction. So I'll be on the lookout.
Definitely look into this gal. Sarah Jarosz is kind of an odd spelling. Jarosz is how you spell that last name. I wanted to spin a cut from her latest, actually this came out last year, but it's her latest album, which is called Build Me Up From Bones. This is the cut that opens up the record. It's called Over the Edge. Boy, this is a beautiful voice on this gal, Sarah Jarosz. Stay tuned to Notably Texas.
Drop the needle on an old song. Break the ice and pour it my way. Turn the key and light the highway. Hanging out over the edge.
Texas Sounds from Sarah Jarosz. That song is called Over the Edge. You can find that on her record, Build Me Up From Bones. Well, I wanted to do one more segment here with my guests, whose names I'll try not to butcher as I did as we were going out earlier. I'm joined in studio today, if you're just joining us, by the president and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones, and Dr. Michael Grote, who is visiting us from Berlin today. He spends his time working for Deutschland Radio, where culture is everywhere. Am I getting that right? Is that still the slogan?
That is still the slogan.
I'm proudly wearing the hat today, and it basically in German that would be
Kultur ist überall.
There we go. I'm not even going to try that. I do have a German last name, folks, but I barely can say my last name properly in German. So, but that's a really neat thing. That's the tagline for your station, is that culture is everywhere, and that basically I think what you're trying to get across is that there are just like NPR here, National Public Radio, I think you're trying to highlight different aspects of German culture and world culture, right?
Absolutely. That's our objective, and we hope to succeed sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Well, are you working on a new feature about Americana music during your trip right now to the States, or is this just for pleasure?
Not right now. I mean, since wherever I am, I visit venues, go to record stores,
sure,
visit radio stations, whatever. So it's, at this point, pleasure and work is sort of, you know, intertwined.
Great.
I do not have a big current project. However, I might do something. I plan, I'm staying here for 6 months this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Till the end of February. And there is a thing called the Folk Alliance, which happens every year in February in Kansas City.
Okay.
It's a singer-songwriter event. It's in a big hotel, and you're sort of like 3 days, the gigs will be in the hotel, and then you return with the singers to their rooms, and then they will have sessions.
Oh,
in
wow.
other words, like you are 3 days together with the singer-songwriters and the audience, all in one hotel. I plan to do that and maybe do a major show for me would be like a 3-hour project.
Sure.
It also might be a self experiment or so. So I look forward to that.
Wow, that's great. So 6 months here in the States, that's quite a while to be away from home, but you obviously love it over here. So.
Well, and thankfully my wife, who is sitting here right next to the window, is joining me for 3.5 months of that. So I'll be supervised.
That's good. You've typically been coming solo, I assume, on your previous
trip. Right,
so,
right.
Well, that's great for both of you. I'm glad that she was able to come along and kind of get to see the sights and the sounds, as it were, because of your interest in music. Well, this has really been a treat. I got to tell you, I always look forward to your visits to campus. I know that you and I share a lot of music interests, and not only do we share that, but we share radio interests. We're both kind of in the same business, and with my kind of German roots, I think we've just got a lot of things in common. So it's always a treat to get to chat with you, and thanks to Dr. Jones for bringing such an interesting guest around, and for getting this guy interested in the right kind of music. You know, you
yeah.
could have been into to some kind of weird Euro punk or something at the time and turned him on to that, but
right.
No, you got him on the right path. So.
Yeah, no, I know the real thing when I see it. So.
Well,
yeah, I think Bob and Ray sit up there and we'll applaud you, Dan.
Right.
Very good.
Bob Wills, right?
Bob Wills.
And Ray Price.
And
so.
Ray.
Right.
Ray.
I think Bob and Ray are also some weird American radio guys, so I'm glad that we clarified that.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
Gentlemen, you have left me a very satisfied DJ and radio host, so thank you for coming in today.
Pleasure,
thank
man.
You, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.